Welcome to episode 83 of The Vinyl Thread with Alban and Natalie Lowe on Radio Nope. If someone had asked my 20-something self what music I liked, there was only one answer. I was an indie girl. But what is indie exactly? That answer is many things, as we explore this week's theme, the rise of the independent record label, the indie.
Exactly one. Everybody's coming home for lunch these days. Last night there were skinheads on my lawn. Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. People say that bowling alley's got big lanes.
Got big lanes, got big lanes.
Some people say that bowling alleys all look the same.
Look the same, look the same.
There's not a line that goes here that rhymes with anything.
Anything, anything.
Had a dream last night, but I forget what it was.
What it was, what it was.
Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling.
Trey's headlined act was undoubtedly The Smiths, but it had a vast and varied roster. Here is Camper van Beethoven's 1985 single, Take the Skinheads Bowling. His exuberant mix of rock, country and folk neatly captures Rough Trade's diverse philosophy.
Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling.
Husband don't know what he's done. Kids don't know what's wrong with mum. She can't say, they can't see. Putting it down to another bad day. Daddy don't know what he's done. Kids don't know what's wrong with mum. So this is how it feels to be lonely. This is how it feels to be small. Left a note for a local girl, and yet he had it all on a plate. So this is how it feels to be lonely. This is how it feels to be small. This is how it feels when your word means nothing at all. Thank you.
I always think Mute must be a nice label to be on, given how many of its bands stuck with it for decades. They include Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Depeche Mode, Erasure, and the In Spiral Carpets. Here singing This Is How It Feels. Labels included ones created by bands to produce their own music. The Sisters of Mercy released their music on their label Merciful Release. Here is their 1982 single, Alice.
Yeah.
CD Records' eclectic roster includes artists as varied as Bauhaus, the Cocteau Twins, Pixies, Dry Cleaning and The National. This song, Mr. Somewhere, is by founder Ivor Watts Russell's musical collective This Mortal Coil, with vocals by Caroline Crawley.
Somewhere, missing somewhere, couldn't get the calendar to start. Missing somewhere, never did figure just how much. Missing somewhere, never will admit just how much.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Want to do.
I'm gonna get deep down, I said. I'm gonna get deep down, deep down. Woo, hey!
We want to be free to do what we want to do.
Rough Trade arguably had the zeitgeist artists of the 80s in the Smiths, but Creation Records released one of the most iconic songs of the 90s, Loaded by Primal Scream. Co-founded by Martin Mills in 1977 from its eponymous record shops, Beggar's Banquet included alternative rock stars such as Gary Numan and Gene Loves Jezebel. It has since grown into the broader Beggar's Group, covering the 4AD and Rough Trade labels, amongst others. Here is one of the 80s signings to Beggar's Banquet, The Cult, with Go West. Thank you for listening to episode 83 of The Vinyl Thread on Radio Nope. Please tune in again next Sunday at 12 noon EST and 5 p.m. UK time. And join us an hour before for DJ Deb's individualistic Hit It and Split. Until next week, it's goodbye from Alban and me.